Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And of course, I want to give a shout out to my beautiful wife, Teresa, who is listening.
She is beautiful, man. I tell you what, way above your pay grade, man. You are blessed.
That's right.
Yeah, I was thinking about her, you know, when I was marrying Amber on the beach, and you know, when I married you guys years ago, you know.
I know.
And you know, Teresa, she's still beautiful today, but she just looked like an angel. Her dress was blowing in the wind out there in that white sand, and she was just barefoot going around, and she's stunningly beautiful, man. Isn't it amazing?
Oh,
I mean, how do you walk into her presence, you know what I'm saying, without just kind of covering your eyes a little bit and just going, I'm just glad to be here, baby. Thank you so much.
Moving on.
She's beautiful.
It's 4th of July, by the way.
Oh, you did? How'd it go?
Oh, very good, very good. Had some time with the family. We did a nice barbecue cookout out there in the backyard. And
hey, what about that big Tyrannosaurus Rex that's under your deck or something in the back? I mean, remember we were sitting on that deck, and we were sitting there talking, you know, and we were reminiscing, as somebody once said, and. And I looked over and saw this huge hole right to my right, about 12 inches to my right next to the deck. I said, what? It's a beaver, man. It's a horse hole, man. That thing's huge.
Dude, it scared me to no end when I saw that thing come on out.
How big is it?
Those things lived in Jersey.
How big is it?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it has to be about 3 feet. I mean, it's long and it is fat.
It's a beaver, I think.
Oh, it's a beaver?
It's a beaver, man, I think.
I don't know, a badger something, man. But
it's a badger, Tyrannosaurus Rex or something. And it lives up under that place there, the hole in the ground. I think it could be the chemicals from the plant. You know what I'm saying? They got a hold of that thing.
Could very well be.
Well, you know, what?
I was telling you, I was wanting to do something special for my kids, and so they wanted to go into the pool. So it was a very, very hot day yesterday.
Is it
up hot? Here, okay?
It could be hot. Is it hot there?
Oh, my goodness. It gets hot in Jersey. Believe it or not, it gets hot. In fact,
it's a different hot. It's a concrete hot.
Oh. Sauna hot, okay? I mean, it is coming off of the concrete, okay? It's baking you, all right? So this is well in its 90s, and so my little girl, she wants to go in the Wanga. Now, that's baby talk for water, by the way, Wanga.
Wanga.
And so she wanted me to get the pool together for her, this inflatable pool. So I take my son out to get some air in this inflatable pool. I'm thinking, we're just going to get a little bit of air, not too much, and we'll finish the rest at home. But this thing was filling up so fast, okay, that we wound up filling up the whole pool with air. Now, this thing's about 8 feet long. Now, you can imagine.
Okay. All right. I thought you were talking about Olympic pool or something. Okay.
No. This is an 8 feet, you know, 2.5 foot high wall type of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it didn't fit in the car. So I'm looking at my son. He's looking at me. And then I'm looking for anyone with a phone or any kind of evidence to see what we're going to do with this pool. I'm looking at these two young teenagers on the right of me, and they're just having a ball laughing at us because there's no way we're
I think I saw that on YouTube.
Yeah. I'm afraid of that. It's me. Oh, I said, Elijah, you ready? He was ready for what?
That's Elijah.
You got to carry this thing, man. So here's me and my son. We're walking down Market Street, okay?
No, wait a minute. You guys are walking down Market Street with a swimming pool?
Yes, but don't tell anyone, okay?
I think it's a little late. It kind of reminds me of the boy that was dragging the whole bicycle box up to the Bronx, right?
My gosh, in Times Square, yeah.
He was in Times Square and he's going to drag that box. My, you guys, you city folk, man, you are amazing. So you're dragging this pool.
Way, okay? Because I love my boys here, my daughter. So we're walking with this huge pool, okay? Now, I'm calling my wife to see if I can get some sort of compassion pickup or, you know what I'm saying, a delivery back to the car. And, you know, 5 rings, 6 rings, you know, nothing. Don't know where the phone might have been buried. I don't know. She's probably very busy getting ready. So we finally make it to the house. We're drenched. in sweat. We drop it off in the back. We walk inside. We go, hey, where were you guys? They're sipping on Coke, having a good old time talking. I tell you, it was hot. We made it, but it wasn't funny. It was a job. But they enjoyed it. They got in the water, and they had a really wonderful time enjoying the family and having a cookout. And it's a beautiful, beautiful day. Once we cooled off, of course.
This wasn't over your head. I mean, how deep was the pool?
Oh, my goodness. Only two feet, but, you know.
That's a puddle. That's not a pool. No,
at that age, it's pretty high for her, wasn't it?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, she was loving it. She was splashing away. Didn't want to get out.
That is so cool because, you know, very, very rarely do you get in the city to get to go swim in. I can imagine what the taxes would be on in a pool there. And
oh my God.
I know what the house taxes are like.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.